kind of people, basically, anybody that's perma-governed now is not going to be helping them in a reasonable amount.
That's right.
That's the thing that they don't realize, so what the hell? All we do is jeopardize the right.
What you do is you strengthen our own, you strengthen the attitude of people, you don't win any votes.
I think if we could pick a time for a settlement, right after lunch, the time to pick would be,
November 15th.
Sure.
I know, but we can't do that, because the pressure might come off and start to settle, and it might, but it's that we gotta live with this damn war. Therefore, there's pressure on them to settle now.
You can't run the risk of.
And also, it's too far down the pipe, I mean, that's the way things go. So, I'm not happy to be worried, except that, as I said, it's very, very, we have given him a much clearer appreciation of what's really involved. And it's interesting that the girlfriend could call him, he gets the point that I've been trying to make to him for months, weeks. I said, we don't, that will do it because of the election, we don't need, it can only be a risk.
She's down for the weekend, I talked to her a few minutes.
She rides home.
And she was in, she told Henry that, and then he came in to me, and, all worried, and said, she says, it's good, and I said, Jesus, Henry, what do you think we've been saying all this time?
It's all right, I told her, it's get peace as quick as you can, I said, you cannot delay it.
It's interesting, another thing she said, the guy head of her office runs the telephone operation, she said on their telephone, they're only calling Democrats, registered Democrats.
What area?
New York City area.
New York City?
Bronx, Brooklyn.
Bronx, Brooklyn.
Manhattan.
Bronx, Brooklyn, we're doing better, we know.
They're calling Democrats, and she said that they're getting about 54% of the Democrats for Nixon. And she said they're asking, they do it both ways. They call the people, they say this is a committee to re-elect the president, and so on. They figure they get a phony vote, but then they call the same people back 2 weeks later.
Say it's a committee to elect the government?
No, and say this is the American Institute of Public Opinion or something, we're taking the poll, who are you gonna vote for? And they get the same answers. And she said the interesting thing is that it went up noticeably and stayed up right after McGovern's Vietnam speech. And she said, especially was that true among the Irish areas.
Well, except that that's why we can take the risk, Bob, on the peace issue. We've got to take a neck, and as I said,
I bet you know. It'd be awful hard to do. Pretty much have to take the peace issue.
Delay 1 week keeping those poor bastards in that pen over there. Can you kill one other man? North or south? If you delay it, that's my point. I said to Henry, don't let the election interfere either way.
Right.
That's the point I made. I said, that's the right thing to do. I said, now the risks are considerable because peace is a fragile thing. And let's suppose if we make it, we announce a ceasefire, then there'll be breaches of it. Everybody will worry.
Timing of it's also good for that people. There isn't much time for
there could be breaches. I don't mean I need to use side of the country, so.
Yeah.
It's not but Jesus Christ. The American people are not going to say government or the hell of Nixon will go from the government. That's the point. If there were somebody on the right, that would be different. But there's the other point, is I don't think we're gonna lose anything, even if the thing screws up too.
It's the right day to do it Friday.